the formula we've heard just in different phrasing before, but it's sales minus profit equals expenses. I make a sale, I make sure I'm healthy, the business is healthy. That way from there, the expenses are what's left over to grow the business. So that's really just making sure you're putting first things first.
Real estate is about freedom, choice freedom, time freedom, and money freedom, and the impact you can make with that freedom. But it doesn't come without cost. Your freedom takes work. That's why Neil Timmons brings together the tools you need to build your real estate legacy, from tips and tricks to interviews with industry titans. It's all here in one place. Real Grit. Let's get to it.
I've got David Richter here with me. David, how are you?
I'm doing great, Neil. How about you?
Man, it's good. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, you too.
Say, we all got started someplace somehow in real estate. What was your entry point into the industry?
Like a lot of people's Rich Dad, Poor Dad. So a good friend handed me that book in college. Thankfully, it was college and got an early head start there, read the book and haven't turned back. And that's where I went into real estate investing and bought my first house on 12-12-12 and never forget that date. And then that was the introduction to it. Then there's a long story from there. But yeah, that's how I got into the whole real estate game and the whole mindset of not having to go to school, not having to work a job the rest of my life and just falling in line. So that was definitely the entry point.
And so what were you doing? Wholesaling, fix and flipping? What was that?
So when I first bought my property, I was going to flip it and then, or fix it up. I rented it out for a little bit. I actually lived in it for 2 years. And then within those 2 years, I started working with a real estate investment company that was doing a lot of deals. So I got smarter. So when I moved out of that house, I leased optioned my first property. And 6 months later, the tenant cashed me out. Okay. I'm like, this is cool. I like this a lot. So because I lived there 2 years, there was no taxes any as well. So I got like the tax-free money. I'm like, this is really cool. So then I started working with that company and we were doing a bunch of stuff in that company. We were doing wholesale, fix and flip, turnkey, lease options, seller finance. Yeah, there was anything you could think of we were doing on that side, on the single family side. So that got me exposed to a lot of different exit strategies and just honestly a great education because I was there for 5 years and we went from like 5 deals a month to 25 deals a month at our highest
point. Wow. A lot of exposure to it. And certainly you got a lot of exposure to the business end of it, not just the doing the stuff or doing the deals, but the business end of this. And what I'm talking about is profit and losses. How do people make money? How do you actually keep the money? And really that lit a fire under you and compelled you and leaped you to what you do today.
Exactly. Because one of the last seats I sat in, I sat in a lot of seats. Sales, marketing, project management, property management. But one of them was finance. That was probably the last year I was there. And I got to, like, just like you said, I got to learn how does the money flow through the business? Like, how do I know what we're making, where we're spending it, what we get to keep of it? So it's like I got to learn that framework and really know what all the dollars meant coming in and out. And that was eye-opening because I had been a salesperson before and like now knowing it's not just when I buy the property and sell it. It's like there's a whole bunch of other stuff too to run the business. And then it's like this is what comes out at the end of the day. I was like, that's interesting because even though we were doing 25 deals a month, which sounds amazing, we were spending like 26 worth of deals out the door. I'm like, this can't keep happening. So that's where I got my first exposure to lots of deals doesn't mean lots of profit just because someone says like they're doing a lot of deals. And it was just a very sobering moment there. But then I was going to other events too, other masterminds, other different places. And a lot of people had the same issue like, hey, we're doing deals, we're making money. Where in the world is it all going? I just kept hearing that over. That's kind of like what started even the awareness that this was a problem out there. And yeah, it's history from there. And there's a whole on.
Well, there's a lot of folks who, the deal junkies, right? Which is primarily who starts these businesses. People who love doing deals. They love gross revenue. They love making things happen. They love sharing a story, which who doesn't, about the latest flip that made $30, $40, $50, $80, $100,000 in profit. But net doesn't really get discussed at all. It's kind of, you know, net almost is a four-letter word. You just don't say it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people go into the business and they're taught. They're taught really well, too. They're taught by people that are well-meaning. Here, I can get you out That's of... Right. your job, like, and all that. And then they teach them, but then they stop at the money comes in and you've closed that deal. It's like, yes, what do I do with the money now? So that's where a lot of people just don't have that education. We didn't get it in school either. It's not like we got financial independence training or like, here's what you do with the money. No, we got taught how to write a check out of a checkbook and how to balance a checkbook, like stuff like that. It was never, what do I actually do with the money? So yeah, then there's a time and place, like you have to make sure that you have revenue coming in. Like you have to be the deal junkie at some point and get that revenue and get the business off the ground. But man, I've just seen so many people stay there years into it, like literally 10, 20, 30 years into real estate investing, and they still feel like, what am I doing? Like, when is it all going to pay off?
Getting wealthy is a requirement. You need to make profit first.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Tell us about the book and tell us about what you do, what Profit, you know, for those who don't know what Profit First is.
So I went from that company where we're doing a bunch of deals and I moved across the country because I could at that time. I had my own rentals, had my own stuff, moved to be closer to family. And there I started working with a really awesome investor, Rich Lennon, and I'm still a dear friend today in the Richmond area. And he was like a lot of other investors. Didn't know his numbers because the person running the books was not a real estate investor. So I'm like, you don't know the numbers, then we got to fix this first. Cause like, I want to make sure if we're going to go into business together here and like, we're going to work together, I want to make sure you're healthy and strong and have a good business. So helped him turn that around and just know simple numbers. Like what was he making, spending and keeping on a monthly basis? Where was all of his money going, like into his flips and into his projects and like the renovations on rentals and stuff, and just being able to have that clarity. And then from there, he had clarity on like his loan to value of like, how much do I have on the properties, you know, in loans versus what they're worth. We found that number and it was like 30% for his little portfolio of properties. And he's like, oh man, I would be comfortable at like 50 or 60. So he pulled some cash out. And at that point he said, this has been life changing. I know where my financial clarity in my business, like I know where all my money's going, where it's flowing. And if I'm keeping any of it, then I was able to refinance. I'm like, okay, I want to make sure that everyone at least has the option to know what their options are. Like up to that point, a lot of people just make the money but have no idea what to do with it or what the option. I had a call literally 2 hours ago with a guy that's been in real estate for a while, and he said that I don't know if I could hire an admin. I was at an event where they were like pledging to give towards causes. He's like, I didn't know how much I could give because I just don't know how much I'm actually making in the business and that I'm keeping, and that could go towards something like either a hire or towards something that's personal to me. Like I want to give towards this cause, and a lot of people are there. So that's where I started the business Simple CFO, and to help people just get the bare bones of like, can you just make the decisions based on your actual numbers and what the story is telling you? That's where I had a mentor reach out to me. Once he heard I was starting that business, he's a mentor in the Gary Harper in the real estate space. And he said, have you read Profit First? I love what you're doing, but have you read this book? I said, no. Well, he said, please read it. So I did that night, took like 10 pages of notes and said, this book and this philosophy is what I've heard my whole life of being a real estate investor. Like Robert Kiyosaki says it, pay yourself first. In The Richest Man in Babylon, a portion of all I have is mine to keep. Profit First basically said those same things. Like you have to pay yourself. You have to make sure profit comes first in the business so that way you have a healthy business that can support what you're wanting to do. But then it took it a step further and said, here's an actual system too. It's not just pay yourself first, but here's what you can do as well to make sure you make profit a habit inside of your business. That to me was eye-opening because if you're listening to this, you can't see me, but like I have glasses. I have like a little part in my hair. Like I look like I'm the numbers guy, that I get that I give that aura off. But honestly, I'm a real estate entrepreneur. Like I love real estate and I love creating deals. And I like, just like Neil even said, like the deal junkie, like I've been that and I like that. But that's where Profit First spoke to me too, of like, oh man, if I would have had this power that I hold in my hand with this book back when we were doing 25 deals a month, where could we have gone with that company? Like I even thought back then, like I wish I would have had this power back then. And that's where it just put teeth behind everything that I had heard up to that point. If you're going to make the money, you better keep it, or like making it's one skill, keeping it's another, like all these things that we hear so many different places. prices, pay yourself first, all that, then it boiled down to profit first is really a place to make sure you know where every dollar is going in your business, what to do with it, how to make it in different buckets, like the envelope system, like a modernized Dave Ramsey envelope system with bank accounts. That's really the system behind it. That's where it really got me excited, that it wasn't just another theoretical book. It was more of like, this is how I can practically set this up to know where my dollars are going. So that's just the general overview of Profit First and how I got introduced to it. Then after successfully implementing that process for about a year with probably 20 investors, I went to Mike Michalowicz, the original author of Profit First, and said, hey, I love your book, but there's nuances in the real estate investing world. So could I write Profit First for real estate investing? Because there's certain accounts that I want to set up. There's a certain flow. Like, you're not going to be the 10th and 25th, like, to be able to pay your bills or to transfer the money is not always going to work in the real estate world. Can I tweak it, you know, for the real estate world? And that's where he said yes. That's why now Profit First for real estate investing is out on Amazon, and just trying to get the message out of giving people hope that they don't have to be stuck if they feel stuck in the rat race living deal to deal right now. So that was kind of the whole introduction for me to Profit First and how I got to write the book, and now just trying to get the message out as much as possible.
Have you thought about getting into commercial real estate but don't know where to start, or perhaps you're already in it and you want to take your business to the next level? Well, I'm personally inviting you to come to my hometown, Des Moines, Iowa, April 20th, 21st, and 22nd, our live event, the Commercial Profit Power live event. We're going to be doing live deal analysis. We're doing property visits. We're literally getting in a shuttle and we're going to drive and see multiple assets. Pocket listings. How in the world can you go find listings and build relationships with brokers? How do you find off-market deals? How to structure the financing? So how do we able to raise capital from investors? And how do you put together proper structure when it comes to loans? And of course, there's going to be networking. So I invite you to come. You want to check it out? www.commercialprofitpower.com. That's www.commercialprofitpower.com. I love to see in person. Well, it's incredible that so many people in the investment world, they have a process for wholesaling. They got a process for fix and flip. I'm talking not just a little process, but, you know, like dozens and dozens of procedures, steps through a process in order to take a property from the day it becomes a lead to the day it closes full circle and get cash in. But the system from the day it comes cash in to the day the cash goes anywhere else, there just isn't a system right there, or what is there isn't much of one.
No, that is so true. That everyone has systems for all these things, or they learn about it as you're becoming a budding entrepreneur, and you get out there and you get around real business owners, not just startups, not just entrepreneurs, not just the ones that are in the grind, but people that have been there for a while, making the profit, actually have the life that you want to live. You see what they do. And a lot of people have good systems in place, just like you were saying, Neil, like they have it for operations. They have it for their specific exit strategy. They have it for like their fix and flip processes. They have all those processes, but they don't have anything when it comes to the finances of when it actually closes. And that's what drove me to Profit First as well too. I was like, this is such a great, you know why? Because you don't have to learn to be the accounting nerd, don't have to be the CPA, the bookkeeper. You could be a business owner and you can set up bank accounts. Like, you're probably already managing the business from one big bank account. One of the biggest mistakes I see, you know, seeing people manage the whole business just by pulling up their bank account on their phone or on their computer, and they say, do I have money? Good, I can spend it. I don't have money? Well, I wonder what I could do. Could I put this on a card, or can I do something here or there? Like, still need it. But that's how they're managing the entire whole part of their finances for their business. And it's just like, oh my gosh, like, do you know when you're going to run out? Do you know if you're ever going to be able to invest and like see a profit and turn the corner, or like take money out for yourself or do the thing that you want to do of why you started your business? So that's where it was like Profit First gave you a system to be able to at least see that. It's not the end all fix all. It's like, you still have to have money coming in. Like, you still have to have sales. You still have to be closing deals. You still have to have the revenue coming in. Mm-hmm. But then now it just gives you a chance, a fighting chance of saying, I'm going to use every dollar to the maximum ability that I can to put it in the best place possible to make sure I can grow it to whatever you want to for your business. So yeah, it's putting, like I said, teeth behind a lot of those statements that we've heard in a lot of the other books before.
What I've seen is there's a lot of investors who rode the wave over the course of the last handful of years.
Yeah.
Right? They rode the wave. You put a home on the market, it sells for way above the asking price. Money was plentiful. And as now the environment's turned over the last year, and we're seeing month over month in multiple markets, sales prices are falling, which means the margins are going to get squeezed for folks. The dollars, every dollar matters.
Every dollar matters.
Like, when you're in this type of environment, if you're going to make it through, you got to have a business, and businesses run by knowing their numbers.
Yeah. I mean, that's the bottom line. A lot of us aren't taught that. A lot of us are taught, like it says in the Profit First book, this formula for business is sales minus expenses equals profit. I make a sale, I pay everyone else and their mother. Hopefully you have some profit at the end of the day. Hopefully it was worth it for you. You know, like that's how most of us run the business versus the Profit First formula. And honestly, the formula we've heard just in different phrasing before, but it's sales minus profit equals expenses. I make a sale, I make sure I'm healthy, the business is healthy. And that way from there, the expenses are what's left over to grow the business. So that's really just making sure you're putting first things first inside the business. But yeah, a lot of people just don't have that simple formula taught to them at any point in their life. Another thing that hinders a lot of people too is the garbage that we've been fed growing up. It might have been parents that said, no, money doesn't grow on trees, or you can't have that. We can't go on vacation. We can't think about that. No, we can't do that. That was limiting beliefs that they're giving you that you might have clung to. And now you're a business owner and you're like, oh, shoot. You know, like, I don't know how to manage the money. Like, and we never had money and I don't want to spend it, or I do. I want to counteract that. So I want to spend as much as possible just because I have as much as I do in my account right now. And then we go to school, and then school says, yeah, they're really teaching us to be entrepreneurs in a traditional type setting. You know, they're just like, fall in line, go to school, get a good job. It's the whole mindset. Then you go to college, same thing. Then you go to be a W-2 employee, if you've ever been a W-2 employee, they're not teaching you how to be an entrepreneur. So it's like, we've had the deck stacked against us over and over again. Then if you never got any training on the personal finance side, like from a Dave Ramsey or a big personal financial guru, you might have no idea how to manage money in your home life, let alone in your business. So then you go into business and you think that just more income, more deals are going to solve the problem, and it never gets solved because the root problem is not being addressed, because we don't even know it's there. We don't even know that we have these bad habits, or that we have the stinking thing when it comes to money. Like, we just don't know what we don't know at that point. And that's where people get into it. They're like, I'm doing lots of deals. Like, I'm doing 25 deals a month. Why do I not feel like this is worth it? So it's like, that's why a lot of people get stuck going from paycheck to paycheck, where they were in that W-2 job living deal to deal as a real estate investor. I mean, it's that parallel right there.
Have you been to the vault? RealGritVault.com. Listen, we've got multiple guests who come on, and oftentimes they bring us little tips, tricks, tools, scripts, Excel calculators, a multitude of things, and they share it. They share it for you. You can get them totally free, totally free. RealGritVault.com. Ever been on the show who's brought everything? It's all behind the vault. Get it. RealGritVault.com. When I've seen people implement it, what I have seen in a number of ways is that they are able to, some of them, scale their business down in terms of a deal flow standpoint, because they now can identify the most profitable deals.
Yes.
Because now they have the information.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the best client that I have that has the best story is that he came to me in 2019 losing $70,000. Like, he lost $70,000 that year, but had drunk the Kool-Aid of, I want to do more. So he went from like doing 1 to 2 deals a month to doing like 3 to 4 deals a month, working the 100-hour weeks. Then at the end of the year, his CPA said, you lost $70,000. Would have been better for you to work at McDonald's. And he just feels crushed by that. And then he feels like, why did I do this? Why did I put my, you know, blood, sweat, and tears into this for the last year? He told me then too, I did more deals than I've ever done, and I've lost more than I've ever lost. And then the next year, we figured out what he needed from his business. Like you said, like, we give people intense clarity of what they need to keep from their business to fund their lifestyle, not just to scale for scaling's sake, or because they went to some event and heard you should scale at any cost. So then he figured out he only needed to do 5 deals a year, like, to just get him to where he would still be comfortable. This is not just scraping by. This is actually having a good business and being able to pay for the stuff he was doing, fix and flips. His average profit was over $50,000 a pop. It's like, he had a good business. He just needed to know what he needed from his business. So the next year, did 5 deals. deals. At the end of the year, he said, I did more less deals than I've ever done, and I have more money in my bank account than I've ever had before. And like, that was 3 years ago. He's on his fourth year of being in the Profit First system. And last year, he filled up all his Profit First accounts by June. So like, he didn't even need to do a deal from July to December, but I mean, he still did. So he still was able to grow his business and be able to have that extra money in the coffers. Another thing that mattered to him too was being able to give towards causes. Mm-hmm. And that's where he wanted to give towards a camp for kids. And in 2022, at the end, he was able to give $71,000 to this camp for kids. And in 2019, he was going out of business, like $70,000 in the hole. But this was one account that he set up to give, and he was able to give $70,000 from that one account with doing less deals still, even last year, than he did in 2019, but was able to give that much because he was much more intentional with every dollar that flowed through. It's not like more this, he solved this problem and now he's doing like 50 deals a month and he's got more money coming in than he's ever had. He has the same, if not a little bit less coming in, but he is directing it better. He knows where to put it and knows the names that he wants to give each dollar to be able to go off and fight for him. To be able to say, this is for your freedom. This is to be able to travel with your family. This is to be able to give. This is to be able to grow the business. Like, now he knows exactly where every dollar is going. So it's exactly those types of situations that come up where, like you said, it's not about how many deals you do. It's what you get from those deals. Do you actually get freedom? Are you farther away than what you thought you would be at the beginning of your investing journey? You thought freedom, financial freedom, time freedom, relationships, like you could have more time with your family, your friends, your people in your life, travel. And then if you're thinking like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm like working the 100-hour weeks, when does this finally end? It will never, until we get that portion under control, the back end of, I know where every dollar is going, because you could be doing that many deals, 3 to 4 deals a month, 25 deals a month, but that doesn't get you any closer if the money's not actually going towards what you started your business for.
It's all about being intentional. You give a great example about somebody who's intentional. And I know you've got some clients who are at a very big level, high producers. The difference is they just have a different intention. That's that you can have whatever you want.
Exactly.
You just have to understand where you're going and why.
Yes, we've got people that are doing the 10, 20, 30 deals, or they've got coaching businesses too, or they're like, they're the people that teach it, but also do it as well too. Like, they do it very well and they are out there. And they, like you said, it's about the intentionality. It's about knowing that, okay, I do want to grow. I'm not anti-growth. Like for Joey and for his story, he still wanted to grow, but now he's been growing over the last few years, doing more deals than he was in 2020 now. But that's where like, hey, that has to be intentional. And then for the other people doing that many deals, it's more like, I want to get off this merry-go-round. Around. So maybe I don't do more deals this next year, but I do the same amount and I just keep more. And then we can plan for next year how we're actually going to scale without the headaches and with more profitability. So then the questions become better. That's what I love about the system too, is that once you have clarity of where your money is coming in from, where it's going out to, and if you're keeping any, you get to ask yourself, is this really what my intention was? Did I bring in enough? Did enough go out to the right places to have myself keep and the business keep enough of what we really wanted, that got us closer to what our freedom is, or like to buy us freedom today? It doesn't matter what size you are, because we literally have people doing this that have done thousands of deals. I literally have guys that are and gals signing up that have like done a few deals, like 3, 4, 5 deals, just to get make sure that the Profit First system is in place so they're not losing out on that money anymore.
Yeah. Start. I love that intentionality from the get-go, is start with a solid foundation, because it's so much easier to scale up and do it. And it's more challenging to come back after the fact.
Exactly. Yeah. It's when you have the habits, when you're small, it's a lot easier to grow with the proper habits. But if you scale cancer, the tumor grows. So if we scale an unhealthy business, that's what's going to scale, is all the unhealthy parts. Only now you're going to add a zero to all those unhealthy parts.
Sure.
And it's like, wait a second. And that's where, honestly, a lot of people that we work with have these huge headaches that they're coming to us with, because they didn't have the habits at an early stage. And that's why you don't even have to work with us at Simple CFO, you could just get the book, get a $20 book off Amazon and just read it and say, oh my gosh, that's what he's talking about. It's like setting up these bank accounts, having it flow like this. You're like, this is how I transfer the money. It's just getting the foundation of the system. So that way it gives yourself hope and a fighting chance to not be like the 90% of investors I talk to that are like 5 years into it. And they're like, what in the world? Where did the last 5 years go? And I literally have like $10 in my bank account to show for it.
You're spot on. I know that the work you're doing makes a big difference. And I think there's a movement towards this. And folks who, big names who you think have the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you dig in a little deeper, they've got a great business, but the financial stuff is just a wreck.
Yeah. We're all people.
Sure.
We're all the same people that have, you know, the different backgrounds, and it's just, they could have the same bad habits as someone who just started. But it's like, as soon as we can get those good habits in, then it's like game over. They know how to perform at a high level, but now they also know how to crush it on the back end and making sure they're intentional with every dollar. So it's like, that's where I want to just be able to give people that power in their hand to say, at least I know that I'm making a bad decision by spending this money here, or I know I'm making a great decision by either not spending it or by putting it in a place that's going to have a higher return. It's just giving people that chance for themselves to be able to get that freedom and get that hope of like, I don't have to be living deal to deal.
Yeah. Well, their future self will thank them, won't they?
Yeah, no kidding. I've been doing it long enough now that it's cool that I get to see not only those stories of people we work with, but literally people either from podcast or from like I do some online training with some different groups and stuff where people have been in a training I've done before and I've come back to that group and they're like, profit first, saved my butt this last quarter. Like I did not close, like all of my properties got pushed back and now I had enough money there. Like even though one account may have run out, I didn't have, all my money wasn't gone.
Yeah.
You know, so I was still able to sustain it. I'm like, this is why I'm so passionate about the financial side, a side that a lot of people think is boring, dry. It's the accounting side. Oh my gosh, I don't want to get into that. But then it unlocks so much power and potential for you where now I get to go back to these groups. People are like, I've implemented it. Oh my gosh, like it has saved either my butt or I like Joey's story. I have more money now than I've ever had doing less deals than I've ever done. We need to get on your podcast. Like we need to tell the story because of where I want to give that other people up. So yeah, that's the fun part of this and why I feel like you said, a movement coming on because of most people get into business. Well, no, everyone gets into business to be financially free. That is why they say it. Everyone says the F word, freedom, all over the place. And it's like, you can't have that if you're just going to be doing the deals without a back-end system to actually have the money go towards what you want. Profit first, okay? The first bank account you set up, guess what it's called? Profit. Like, and that profit account is to make sure you're fulfilling the purpose of why you started the business. That's like your purpose account. This is the why account. Why did I start my business? I'm going to use the profit account for that. If it's vacations, like use the money for the vacations like once a quarter. Use the money for that car that you always wanted. It's like, that's why we be very intentional with the dollars. And the first one is profit, because the purpose of the business is to be profitable. Your purpose might be to give to causes. It might be to spend the time with the family. It might be whatever that financial freedom thing that is floating around in your head that means for you. But that's where you have to make sure that it's actually pointing you towards financial freedom and not away. Not like Joey, where he was in the 3 to 4 deal a month grind of like going to 800 hour weeks and like never seeing his family and like getting out of shape and all this stuff that didn't align with what he really wanted from his business and from his life. So that's where we have to get some sort of semblance of a system in place to be able to have a system that gets you to where you want to be.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. Let's do this. I want to move on to the final segment, what I call 4-4 impact.
4-4 impact.
Yeah.
Your favorite quote, look for the helpers. There's always someone helping. Fred Rogers said it. What about that resonates most with you?
Because I'm a huge Mr. Rogers fan.
Yeah.
Because of his emotional intelligence, but also because I want to help people. And it's like, there's always someone out there that needs that guidance or that help. And we can always be looking to make an impact wherever we are. I don't care if it's the airport, if you're driving on the road, you know, it's like those different areas that we can always be looking to help different people.
What do you think holds most investors back from hitting their personal next level?
Oh man. I mean, you're asking me and we pretty much talked about that this whole time. I think a lot of people, I just, interviewed another guy 2 weeks ago, and he said, I've hired five coaches in my life, you know, for faith, family, finances, friends, you know, like for different areas that I want to grow in. He's like, the first coach I hired was a financial coach because I felt like I was chained to the bad thoughts I had around money. If I was stressed about money, I couldn't think about anything else. And honestly, that's why I even started this business, that the simple CFO, because I want to make sure if finances are holding you back from being the person you want to be, then it's like, let's just knock that domino down, because there's a system and there's things for you to not be able to, not to think about money all the time. Even though I'm talking about money as the primary focus here, I don't want you thinking about it all the time. That's what the system does. So I think a lot of people have them hold that back in their business and personal lives from being able to achieve why they were put on this earth.
Outside of real estate and finances, what are you most passionate about?
Okay. I would say my family. I would say that just being home with them. I even cut a trip short this week, you know, so that I could come back. I want to live what I'm talking about. Yeah. You know, so it's not just the finances, it's not just real estate. It's about, I'm actually scheduling time with my family during the week, you know, making sure that they fit in first before work fills in, and making sure that first things really are first. So definitely my family, the friends that I have, obviously the business and all that as well too, but this is what I'm passionate about.
What's your favorite way to make an impact in the community?
I mean, the business that we have with Simple CFO, because now I get to see people that are like, oh my gosh, I've never had this clarity before in my business or my life around finances. Now I can make those decisions, whether it's like Joey and being able to give towards causes, or if it's just being able to take off some time that they've never been able to take off before because they were worried if they weren't there, the whole thing was going to shut down because, you know, they're riding the edge on the deal-to-deal living cycle.
Here this past year, we launched Real Grit Vault. It's a collection of resources available to our listeners. I understand you're making a contribution to the vault with the Profit First ebook. Tell us a little about that.
Yes. So I want to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to have at least the ebook out there for so many people, like I said, stop themselves from being able to be what they really want to be. Or like, why did you start your business? And if I can at least give you the ebook and say, here's the ebook, here's where you could go to make sure that you can download it and you can have the full thing, and say, I have the Profit First mindset, the Profit First system. Ebooks, you can also highlight and download the notes as well too. So that way you can actually take the notes and say, this is the action item that I'm going to do from here. But that's where I want to make sure no one has the excuse not to be able to have that power in their hands of being intentional with every dollar that they make.
I appreciate that contribution. That's a huge gift. Guys, you can get it at www.realgritvault.com. David, for people, they want to find you, they want to follow you, they want to connect with you, where can they go? What should they do?
So simplecfo.com, that's kind of the one-stop shop there. Has my podcast link, Profit First for Real Estate Investing podcast, the book link as well too, if you need the physical book or the Audible book. And then it also has, if you want to book a call with our team, if that sounds interesting with what we do, we implement the Profit First system and several other things. But simplecfo.com, I'm also on Facebook, Instagram. You can look me up there, David Richter, and just follow me because I'm trying to get this message out there as much as possible. If you need hope, that's what I'm trying to provide on the financial side of the real estate investing world.
Yeah. Well, that's terrific. We'll make sure we get the link below in the show notes. David, I appreciate your time. It's you've got a powerful message. It's wonderful. It's something that is why I wanted to have it come back on, is because it's something that absolutely every investor needs, every business owner really needs in their life in order to, if getting wealthy, the reason a lot of us get in this, we want freedom, time freedom and money freedom. If money freedom's important to you, you got to put profit first and you got to have a system in place. And so I hope they reach out and connect. Tremendous value. I appreciate the time.
Yeah. Thank you, Neil. I love sharing the message.
Yeah, you bet. For everybody here at Real Grit, I'm Neil Timmons, reminding that real estate requires real grit. See you next time.
If you like our content and want more, you can access it at realgritpodcast.com. You hear it guest after guest. Instinctively, you already know it, but let me call it out. The most expensive action is inaction. The real estate market is full of opportunities. You just need to uncover them. You can build a business that lasts for years, makes monumental impact in the lives of those that you love. It's not just about business, but about the freedom you get because of it. Have you ever heard the saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. I believe that partnering is essential. In fact, I partner with hardworking investors all the time. The point is that you can get a lot further with the right partner. Let me say it again, the right partner. If you've ever thought about partnering with anyone, or if you have a partner now, I encourage you to download my free Partner and Profit Guide. which includes the top five must answer questions to evaluate a profitable partnership. You can find it at www.legacyimpactpartners.com. I'll see you in the next episode. Hey, it's Neil Timmons. I've got a question for you. Are you a fix and flipper and want to leverage your skills, build passive income, create bigger paydays? Maybe you buy and hold rental houses and you want to increase your income by working less. Maybe you're executing on the Burr methodology and times being what they are, you're finding more cash locked into a deal. Maybe you want more predictable profits, or maybe this is your first go at real estate. Well, I've got a challenge for you. The 20X Profit Challenge. It's hosted and taught by yours truly. I'm going to teach and show you over the course of 5 days in this totally free challenge, how to 20X your profit. Lesson one's a game changer, multiplying your income and capital fast. Lesson two is the perfect plan. I'm going to show you how to be getting off market 20X profit deals coming to you. The cash flow multipliers, lesson three, how to rapidly force appreciation and income growth. Lesson four is the deal accelerator, buying and holding profit guarantee properties. And lesson five, the wealth accumulator, consistently closing a 20X profit deals. I'm going to show you exactly my methodology, exactly what I did to go from where I was at, not achieving the results I wanted to achieve in my life, not achieving that passive income that I hoped for, that I knew I was capable of, and in 3.5 years, becoming financially free. I'm going to do that in a 5-day free challenge. To sign up, go to 20xprofitchallenge.com, 20xprofitchallenge.com. We've got one coming up. Go there now, register. It's totally free. 20xprofitchallenge.com, and I'll see you in the challenge.